A reporting project out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has spent the last 2 years documenting one problem, gun violence. The series is called Precious Lives.
This is the story about...
I want to do it too!
Okay,
one, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye!
Because we are precious.
Among the 100 stories that are part of the series, how a basketball team coped with the death of a 13-year-old teammate, and how a pediatric surgeon coped with losing a 13-month-old baby in the operating room. I spoke with two producers of the series, Emily Foreman and Aisha Turner. Neither is originally from Milwaukee, and Turner said in some ways that was a plus.
We're able to have maybe a broader understanding and sort of like a sort of bird's eye view of what's going on in Milwaukee. It's a really segregated city. And so as outsiders, we weren't necessarily coming in with those boundaries in mind. And so it made it a lot easier, I think, to go across these, you know, Holton Street, which is like one major dividing line or the highway, and get into different parts of the city.
And Emily Foreman, I understand one of those places for you was the court system, right?
Right. I decided to go to the sentencing hearing one day of DeAndre Willie Wise. He had stolen a Porsche from a dealership that led to a high-speed chase with a police officer onto a playground where it all culminated in a shootout between the officer and DeAndre Wise, and DeAndre was shot in the leg. The police officer was grazed. So what you're going to hear is DeAndre Wise's personal statement to the judge right before he's about to receive a 33-year-long sentence.
I never intended to put decent people in harm's way. I reacted off total emotion, in which in the end it felt as if no one could help me. It just seemed like, no, I worked so hard to get nowhere. Really never thought I would fail the test of life, mainly. Please, Judge, don't take my life from me. I really was an attentive parent and got sidetracked by all the bad that was happening to me and around me.
This is probably the first time that he's been evaluated by a professional as having some mental health-related issues. And it's the first time he has had the floor in that way. And then 30 seconds later, he's escorted out of the courtroom, and that's it, 33 years.
After telling, you know, 100 of these stories, what's something that the two of you learned? How has this changed the way you think about an issue like gun violence?
You can really see how violence clusters like an infectious disease. You can see it on a map. You can see that clustering that is really a product of conditions that people are living under. And you can see how it spreads. It might spread because, you know, someone's just lost their brother and they don't feel like the justice system is going to serve them. So they take matters into their own hands. But then if you're the 5-year-old girl that's sitting on your grandfather's lap and you happen to live next to someone who's the target of some argument, you're at risk. I mean, it's almost heartening to think about it as an infectious disease because that means that there are interventions. So if you can identify the points of spread, you can interrupt that.
What was it like even trying to get people to talk to you? You know, people who feel maybe as though, like a lot of times when they talk to reporters, they're kind of getting blamed for being anywhere near a situation like this.
This is Aisha. I struggle with that a lot. One of the things that we kind of constantly hear is like, it's not what it's like in the news. And, you know, as journalists, we have to take some responsibility for the perception that's out there of this community. But at the same time, one of the things that we're trying to do is really deepen the narrative around gun violence and get at those questions of why. And I think that helps to add depth and complexity. And we talked to one family, the Marshall family, who actually moved from the suburbs into the city and got a lot of pushback from their acquaintances who said, why would you want to go live with those people? And, you know, they're telling us, you know, those statistics can feel really overblown when all you're looking at are the statistics. What you're missing are the fact that, you know, we have Easter egg hunts every spring and that we have these community dinners every week, and you have a sense of being close-knit and looking out for each other. And I think that's one of the things that we've also found it important to show in the series and have that be a part of the dialogue around gun violence.
That's Aisha Turner and Emily Foreman, producers of the reporting project Precious Lives. Their 101st and final episode will be posted online next week.